we are placed in a position of neutrality. The promise of the first nine steps is that we have freedom. The person who read that material, that the words from the big book, from the story, there were lots of wonderful phrases, concepts, and words in that, but the one that just jumped out at me was freedom. Those first nine steps guarantee freedom from addiction. No. Guarantee freedom from addiction, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. I'm quoting, right? But he's very quick to say, and it's brilliant, we're not cured. We have a daily reprieve. I call that the best kept secret in the rooms. Well, yeah. Somebody got up here who was a newcomer, not here today, this week or anything, but in my history, a newcomer got up to read chapter 5, and it said, rarely have we seen a person who has thoroughly followed this path. Out of the mouths of babes. I wonder if Bill meant daily reprieve when he said daily reprieve. I wonder if he meant not cured. And what does it mean, not cured? Well, it's certainly not referring to our addiction, from my interpretation. That's already done. That's neutralized. So we must be talking about the second half of the first step, unmanageability. I'm not cured of my unmanageability. Those bedevilments described on page 52 will manifest in my life if I don't have my connection to power on a daily basis. The image I use today is that cell phone. Every one of us probably has a cell phone, and every one of us plugs it in at least once a day so that it has power. Do you plug into power once a day? Oh, I'm sorry. I really don't want to offend you. I've heard glib speakers say, I'm here to comfort the disturbed and to disturb the comfortable. I have a daily reprieve. I'm so convinced of that now. I wasn't originally, of course. I'm giving you from a perspective of 39 years in the integration of many journeys through the steps, this last bit of comments that I've been making. But let's go back to the story from a chronological standpoint. So I'm working with Lloyd, and he says, get a big book and read it. Brilliant. No, all sponsors should give that advice. Get a big book and read it. But then he said, work the steps. I didn't know that he didn't know much about the big book or the steps. So he didn't say, this is how to do it. He said, read it and work the steps. So, hey, I've got a graduate education in philosophy and another one in psychology and another one in theology. I know some shit. But what I didn't know that I know today is I couldn't read the big book on my own. Without help, it is too much for us. I needed a translator. No. Today I have a sponsor. Today I have a step guide. Today I have a therapist. Today I have a spiritual guide. Four different people. As my sponsor says, Herb, you need all the help you can get. And so I did the best I could. And let me just say this about that. In the book, there's a phrase. Half measures avail us nothing. I understand the spirit of it. It's just not correct. We do the best we can, and it's good enough. All right? And I've only come to that in the last couple